Welcome back to another episode of Erp Chirp, a podcast by Albertans, about Albertans, but for all Erpers. My name is Erica Ensign.
I'm Annette Weirstra.
And I'm Kirsten Gorick.
And we just watched Season 1, Episode 9 of Wynonna Earp, Bury Me With My Guns On. Bury me. I get it now.
Did she have guns?
I'm pretty sure Constance Cloutier did not have guns.
She had a gun. She did have that one fantastic weapon that she dispatched.
That was unexpected. I love it when a TV show just totally subverts our expectations and has a character do something that you don't expect in a really cool way. And that's totally what happened when she showed up and just, you expect a spell. Nope. She just pulls out a semi-automatic and mows down a bunch of people.
In, as usual, a fabulous outfit with a great
coat. So fabulous.
That I want that brooch on the hat.
Yep. Like the big fur hat with the gaudy brooch. I would take it. I would actually, that is a really good Alberta hat.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice and warm and fashionable. Checks all the boxes.
Yep. And then she got to steal the bones and put them together. Like a jigsaw puzzle. Using a piece from the wrong puzzle.
Which didn't really complete the puzzle.
Also, was her undoing.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. She sort of got greedy. I mean, I think she said at one point in there, you know, the one with a skull wins or something like that. Yes, so she, yeah. I think she must have figured that she didn't have a shot at recreating her other son simply because that skull was gone, so she just would take what she could get at that time. But if she would have just waited for that other vertebrae or whatever it was, might have been different. Drek was that his name?
Drek, yeah. Super handsome.
Very resurrection was very short-lived.
Yeah,
spent most of it in the trunk of a car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was kind of surprising.
Yeah,
like after I all kind that buildup,
to just have him burned up.
You think he's going to be a big bad of some sort? And no, it's another subverting expectations.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We've been seeing these skeletons lying on the ground. Apparently, they've been digging for them for like 15 years or something.
Yeah,
and he gets put back together, and in the same episode, burns from the inside out, pretty grossly.
What a way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I think I said, not on the podcast, but just when we were watching, that we should burn the bones instead of smashing them.
Mm-hmm. Right? You guys are smart.
I was like, oh yeah, Bobo, burn the bones. That's what you need to do.
Yeah, we finally saw some flamethrowers.
That's true. Yep, that was exciting, and they were used. I'm not sure that really would have worked. I mean, although maybe because they are not human, their bones burn at a lower temperature, but you actually need quite a bit hotter fire to burn human bones than you do wood. At one point, I actually looked up like how many gigajoules of energy you needed to burn a human body. It was a work
creepy thing.
Creepy.
Wow. Erica knows.
Yep.
So don't mess with Erica.
I don't remember anyway. I think it was about 5 gigajoules of like natural gas, I think. Mm-hmm.
But do you know how hot a flamethrower gets?
But I don't. I don't. So
that wasn't part of your research.
That's a gap in my knowledge, which I probably will never bother to correct. But if you know, you can tweet at us at ErpChirp and let us know. Okay. So we have the Constance Cloutier story and her link with Doc. Mm-hmm. They're linked. So I think, Kirsten, you figured that out really quickly, too. He was talking about killing her, and you were like, don't do it. You'll die, too.
Which not okay.
Everybody has realized, including Wynonna. I like that she didn't want him to kill himself.
Even though he was kind of flip-flopping back and forth this whole episode.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was a little hard to watch.
It was. There's a lot of angst in this episode.
He's a very complicated fella, that Doc.
He is.
Yeah. But like Wynonna is also very complicated.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They're probably not the best for each other, but
probably not.
I mean, I don't care.
But yeah, right.
I don't care.
And in this episode, neither did they.
No, that was really nice to see.
Yeah, we were very excited.
Yeah, I think there was some clapping.
Actually, it was hilarious because they kind of faked us out a little bit because, you know, Winona goes in for the kiss and they're kissing and then suddenly
he has his hand up.
Yep. Oh. Yeah. And he starts to like back away. And I don't remember exactly what you guys said, but it was very angry. And then he agreed. Oh, actually, I do remember what you said because Kristen, you said like, "Yeah, it's a bad idea, but you love bad ideas."
So yeah, I do recall something along those lines.
Mm-hmm. Which fair point.
He sometimes is all about the bad ideas, like when he's going to go kill Constant Cloutier and himself in the process.
Yep,
bad idea.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And in like 5 seconds, well, maybe 5 minutes after they have sex, he's pointing a gun at her.
Yeah.
It's like a complicated relationship.
Uh-huh. But as I pointed out, he's an excellent shot. He was talking, he said that he would shoot the gun out of her lily white hand. So I don't think he would have harmed her except for, you know, maybe a hangnail or something.
And as he explained later, like she was caught up in the moment. She wanted to get Bobo, but he knew that she wouldn't survive it.
Yep.
So was it worth it? Or do you wait?
Yeah, he protected her.
Exactly. Because Bobo apparently has powers that we knew not of.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we've seen him doing things that other revenants, for the most part, haven't been able to do. He, you know, whipped Peacemaker out of her hand in the jail at that one point. He could sense or see the connection between Doc and Constance. Yeah,
super creepy.
And
he's holding back the pink car.
Yeah,
that's right.
Mind. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's the moment I was thinking of.
Yep, and he's well connected in the real world because he's able to source secret documents from Black Badge and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And convince someone to carefully piece them all together after they've been shredded.
Yep, and wear a mighty fine coat.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the coat is back. It's glorious.
Yeah,
and so are his withering
that
stares.
Lady Gaga thinks is too much. It's like, yeah, but I don't think it's too much. I think it suits him just fine.
Just enough.
Yeah. So this was a good Bobo episode, especially also the showdown between him and Doc, where that's, you know, really tense, and then suddenly he just smiles and it's like,
oh, how many creepy, right? Awesome smiles did he do? Like 3 throughout the episode. They were so good.
Mm-hmm. And then at the very end, his just celebratory sort of howling behind the bar.
When he broke the sign with his forehead?
Yeah.
I was expecting a knee. No, on his forehead.
Mm-hmm. I thought he was just going to like smash it over the bar or something.
Yeah, that's
but
what
no.
I thought too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my instinct was knee.
Hardcore demon. Hardcore. Yes. So yeah, he's definitely got a bit of a victory there because Shorty's has really been a bit of a centerpiece for the family all the way through.
Well, and the community.
Right.
Right? That's everyone hangs out there. There's
the
probably
sheriff?
Not a lot of bars in Purgatory. It doesn't look that big.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we all going to drink now?
Yep. Yeah, Nedley, who apparently like clockwork, has his break and goes there to drink every afternoon or evening. Mm-hmm. He's probably not going to want to hang out there anymore. Which means no more illicit hookups between between Waverly and Nicole.
Aww.
Which that was delightful.
Mm-hmm.
That was really nice. Mm-hmm.
Their relationship seems a little healthier, a little better based than complicated.
That's true.
That's very true.
Also, I really like that it's Waverly just deciding something for herself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, you had Gus earlier in the episode saying that Waverly has, you know, spent her whole life trying to do things for other people. She shouldn't be a cocktail waitress. She needs to spread her wings, like all that kind of stuff. And she realizes that she hasn't been doing things for herself. And now she wants to. And the thing that she wants to do is Nicole.
Yay.
Yeah. And they've talked about that before, too, how she models herself after whatever company she's in.
Yep.
Right? And so it's nice to see her come into her own.
Yep.
Nicole is way smarter than Champ.
Right? Oh my god. Yeah, that was a great Nedley line too when he was saying that like if our deputies had both died, I would be having to deputize Champ, whatever his name is.
Dark day for Purgatory.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Very.
It actually made Dolls laugh.
Mm-hmm. Dolls, who we forgot to mention this on our last podcast episode, but we noticed it in the previous episode of the show, Dolls has started blinking.
Yeah, clearly he's been getting my letters.
So
it seems to be like when he's either becoming more relaxed or more emotional. So perhaps he's just, yeah. They brought in a new Black Badge robot, though.
Oh, yeah. She was the worst.
That's right. The analyst.
She was even more of a robot.
Ugh. Yeah. She might as well have just been a computer spitting out questions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Although this, it was awful, and I'm sure the experience was pretty terrible for Winona, but just... I can't imagine that she really would expect that Dulles would have just busted in and stopped things, because
I don't think he would have had the power to actually do anything against the bureaucracy. Mm-hmm. I think they've shown that, because they could withhold his blue Kool-Aid drug.
Yeah. Of course, Winona doesn't know that. She doesn't really know much about the bureaucracy or his position in it.
So, I don't think she's seen any of that. But in actuality, he doesn't have that much power. And his they keep threatening to shut him down. And
So now the analyst is the only other Black Badge person that she has ever met.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But somehow he managed to finagle it that she...
We didn't see how.
Yeah.
No.
He just pulled some strings or something. Fudged some paperwork. Something. I don't know.
He didn't see the analyst.
Put Nedley in a wig and he pretended to be Winona. Those guys are buds now. Nedley, we're learning a bit about him and how he's not so clueless.
Randy and his good friend Xavier.
Having coffee. Well, they used to have coffee at Shorty's. They're going to have to find a new place. Oh, maybe the Timmy's in town.
It was funny seeing Dulles try to act like a normal person in the bar, and he cannot relax.
Did not do well with that. No. Oh, Dulles. What else did we get in this episode?
He did quite a cute laugh at Winona being Winona not interrogation, the assessment.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
He was standing on the window
outside the chuckling. Window and laughing at her being her. Yeah, he likes her.
Mm-hmm. And we're also seeing Winona struggle, right? She a lot of those questions, even though they were tough in the assessment, there is some truth to them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she made some poor guy with an earring pee himself in the bathroom, so
that's right,
that was unfortunate.
I mean, it's interesting because like her gut reaction in a way was right, because you know, she's like, if that guy is a lawyer, I'm a oil baron's labradoodle or something.
That was a great line.
Yeah, he may have actually been a lawyer, but he was a lawyer for Bobo. So she was right that there was something nefarious going on, but she was not right in terms of like almost trying to shoot him.
Being a revenant.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because he definitely wasn't that. But he's just working for Revenant. He was Revenant adjacent. So he probably had like the whiff of the Revenant on him. And that just got confusing. Ah. Bobo. Sorry. Just thinking about Bobo. Just being all sneaky. And I'm kind of mad at Gus.
That was, why did she sell the bar? Why?
And just, you know, there's some fine print here and blah, blah, blah. And the idea that she would do that without really knowing who she was selling it to.
Also, I think making a decision based on what she thinks is best for other people instead of letting them make their decisions. Mm-hmm. And she's repeatedly tried to get Waverly to leave, Winona to leave, to get out of it. And she's making decisions for them.
Yep.
And I think she's just, you know, wrong.
Just wrong.
Yep. Don't sell the bar.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I would prefer that she didn't. But it's too late.
It's true.
And now
everything's ruined.
The trailer park is sort of moved in.
Yeah, they're going to wreck that joint.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's very sad. All right, well, anything else?
It's interesting. Quite a lot happens, but it does not feel as tense and jam-packed as the last few episodes. It's almost like a bit of a reprieve, recovering some ground.
Mm-hmm.
Doing
some more sort of character work in this one, as opposed to all of the plot pieces that kind of got moved around in the last couple episodes that were happening really fast. This time it was more, we're seeing Winona deal with the fallout from having killed the seven. I mean, I quite liked the scene where she was just getting wasted in shorties and dancing and just like, you know, I've been there. Like you, you tequila, finish something up. Yeah.
Tequila makes the girl do things. You
yep.
know?
And, but then at the same time, you're also seeing her sort of have those like flashbacks to the moments when she was captured, which is, you know, that's understandable. And I liked that Doc sort of didn't really come to her rescue, so to speak, because she didn't really need rescuing, but yeah. he got Pete to back off. And I can't remember his exact line, but it's something like, she belongs to no one but herself. And I was like, I appreciate that.
Yes.
Good for
he
you,
also
Doc.
Just let her blow off the steam. He yeah. like no judgment. And then, you know, they had their little moment the next day.
Yep.
Instead yep. of, you know, when
he's
she's
a patient
drunken.
Man. He sat in a well yeah, for 130 years.
He's kind of a, well, it's his code, his gentlemanliness mm-hmm. Coming out again, because he could have at that moment probably taken advantage of her.
That's
but
true.
But he didn't, because mm-hmm. he's a yeah. gentleman.
He waited till they were day drinking the next day.
But yeah. like their day drinking. Just, right. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she somehow woke up without a seeming hangover and strutted into the office in some amazing shoes and yes. very tight pants, as Dahl said, and was just rearing to go until she had to meet with the analyst.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But she kind of had renewed purpose and yep. also kind of going, okay, I did seven. I can do the yeah. next seven, the next seven. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. yeah mission it, is not over.
Yeah.
And it was, like I felt kind of pumped up for her, and then it was like the fact that she had to be analyzed really just like was deflating the balloon, because yeah. after that she was very much sort of back to upset and flying off the handle and wanting to shoot Bobo in the head. And but she did sort of get her mojo back, I think, a little bit at the end, because she came up with a plan for how to deal with a witch.
Yes.
Salt Circle keeps a witch out. Salt Flats will keep a witch buried
mm-hmm.
up to her chinny chin chin.
Yeah, the big salt flats in Alberta.
Do we have salt flats here?
I don't think we do.
Mm.
I don't know.
Again, tweet at us if you...
If only we had something we could look right. it up with.
Yeah, someone yeah. hop on the Google machine.
Yeah, this is a lazy podcast.
It's too much work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Totally. But yeah, that was the one scene of all of the show so far that very clearly looked like it was in front of a green screen or a blue screen.
Yeah,
like,
it was. Yeah, it did not look as authentic.
As not at all. Else. Yep. Which makes me suspect.
Yeah. No. I'm pretty sure there's no salt flats.
Salt flats.
But I do like how they buried her and left her head out mm-hmm. and then made mascara jokes.
Yes.
That's so much worse. Well, I don't know. Maybe it is worse to be completely buried. But from a visual perspective, from our mm-hmm. perspective, it's way better to have yep. head out.
And, you know, she has to be able to breathe so that she doesn't die,
yeah.
you know, so that Doc doesn't die. I wonder about, like, feeding and...
She's a witch? Is hair, she immortal? Yeah.
Maybe she is.
They're linked, right? Doc was at the bottom right. of the well for mm-hmm. 130 years and he didn't die.
That's
because
true.
Because he didn't have food. So, and if theoretically, linked, mm-hmm. she can just... Unless the birds get to her.
Ooh.
But also, I'm just waiting.
Dark.
Who, you know, some random person just probably in some sort of all-terrain vehicle buzzing around.
Yeah,
salt
it's going to be an OHV. Yeah.
Come just up and discover.
Or accidentally run over her head.
That's, yeah. yeah.
That would be yeah. that'd be bad.
Ooh, that's some serious head cannon. Sorry.
But all bump.
Couldn't resist. Could not resist. All right. Well, I think that is it for this one.
I think so.
So until next time,
lights out, bitch.